Okay, is Trump good, destroying Trump. Mass communication or
no,
media ecology?
He's done away with media ecology. That's over. What he's doing now is he's doing just like the fireside chats, which is where this whole thing began. This is now the completion. You've obsolesced it. Now you're completing it. The fireside chat, you were just a boy when that was going on. You're watching the radio, as you recall. Then what happens is now they would get the fireside chats, and the president would come into your house and tell you all the news that was news across a living and non-living nation, that he could bring you pearls and platitudes, plethoras of wisdoms and ongoing straight from the president. You didn't have to have it filtered through anything. It was raw, uncut, Jerry Springer, whooper, whooper, kill the bitch, just raw, tendonless, fresh, right through the radio. Now what's happening? Donald Trump's getting right back on there, and he cleans it right up. You're a liar. You're a liar. You're not fake news. You're very fake news. Well, you have a bad show at 10 o'clock. You have a panel that always comes against me no matter what. But don't worry. Your ratings are so bad, it's not having any effect on me, just so you know. And now if you look at the CNN, they really are. They don't do news anymore. They're only trying to argue. They only get their news about Donald Trump is when they read his tweets, which is why everyone else in the country and the world is laughing their ass off. LOLLMASOSFFBBBB. They're laughing themselves. That's because they have better access to the president than fucking CNN. How cool for school is that? And he'll tell you just exactly how the milk got in the coconut. You have no idea what's going on. I inherited a damn mess. This is the fucked upest thing you ever seen. I'm in a swamp. I've moved into a smaller house in a worse neighborhood on a dead-end street. And you're giving me grief because I own a hotel that I rent from your government? Oh, yeah, that's me. But that my hotel is my hotel, which was your old post office at Benjamin Franklin's day, is nicer than the White House. It's scheduled for a teardown. And he's stuck in a damn Oval Office that you can't even piss in the corner, but he got rid of all the abomination off of it. He's finally gotten some, cleaned the rugs and put some decent furniture in there and bringing some things back to life. We're glad to see some drapes have come back and some color going back into the White House. And we're going to bring some Baldwin brass fixtures and hinges to help the place a little bit, but it's pretty tough. But then what happens is now he's saying, okay, let's go. He doesn't have a staff. He doesn't have a cabinet. He doesn't have any of his cabinet at all. They have this room with these 100 chairs where his cabinet's supposed to fit. There's 3 fucking people in there, and he's running the goddamn government all by himself with his little twatter and Kelly and little Spicer, which is that little girl on Saturday Night Live that screams a whole lot and throws her legs up and wears the bangles trying to sell. He's trying to sell Ivanka's jewelry. He's trying to save everything else. He's trying to keep the boys together. He's trying to keep all the business deals together. He had nothing to do with Russia. He didn't talk to Russia. He don't know Russia. Now Angela Merkel has just shut down Deutsche Bank because they run out of money. They're going to kill the euro, but we already told you all that. Then they're going to bring it all right back up and have the Deutsche Bank bring back the German mark. And that's how they're going to try to save the damn place. But it's not going to work. So she's aligning up with Vladimir Putin that's going to go against Donald Trump to try to stop ISIS, which is what Donald Trump wants to do anyway. So he's going to make them throw all the Serbians out of Germany, which is she let every damn one of them in there. They're going to throw them all in back into Serbia and bomb them so they're all taken care of. Then Vladimir Putin and Angela Merkel is going to kill ISIS and take care of it. Donald Trump's not going to pay for a goddamn thing. He's going to sit there and tweet about how awful Mr. Spicer does not reflect his accurate movements. And when he tries to go to eat at 21 Club in New York City, and why Mar-a-Lago is his, and he doesn't care what they say, and then that the president, the White House, is going to have to pay him for the use of his estate to house the president of the city of the United States. So he's got it pretty much under control.
And you said President Trump has no staff. Does he have a crown?
He has an orb. He most certainly does have an orb.
Now, a lot of the mainstream press is saying that the president is destroying democracy by saying that the press
the Democrats. He's destroying every one of them Democrats. He is. He absolutely is. You fix to have an autocracy. An autocracy. Yep, you can see it. Yeah, democracy's gone. The dim yellow dog Democrats, they're done.
Now, there's kind of a similar situation with the press in regarding Brexit in the UK. So
mean pull? They're not really the press anymore, aren't they? More the pull.
I don't understand, Ian. The pull.
Oh, did you ever watch the Three Stooges when you were a boy?
Yes.
When they had the little buttons that said press, and then Curly Joe got up there and it was pull because they got it out of the water.
So now you pull.
See, well, we see the press isn't a press anymore. Now they're a pull. They're trying to drag you into it. They're trying to make news because there is no news. They're pulling it. They're not pressing it anymore. Used to, they were forced to. When Walter Cronkite was around, he actually went by what was news. You never had to wonder if something was a goddamn lie that came out of the Washington Post. Now, everything you assume is a damn lie, and you have to prove it backward now. Damn, even the editorials are ridiculous. It's the point. But now on Sunday they have a samurai Sudoku. Now that's really wonderful, where they have five Sudokus put together and they overlap each other. So you're really solving five at one time. Now that's the only good part of the Washington Post. Other than that, the rest of it's just a filthy rag and not worth the money. You don't have to pay for it. But it's all on relief now. The government pays for that. They subsidize it. So you don't even pay for the newspaper anymore, and they don't print them anymore. And they just put them on your looky box, but you don't read it because if it's more than 140 characters, it's above your pay grade. Communication is the trick, and 140 characters or less, or stop speaking to me. You're saying it's too many words. You're speaking too fast. It's not. You don't mean anything. You're not saying anything. It doesn't matter anyway. Whatever you say, does it change anything? No. Does it help me? No. Does it hurt me? No. Is it? No. I don't know. Now we're back to what a rabbit can do to a stump, and you don't even like rabbits, so it's like okay.
So, England's High Court.
How much is a keto paying you for this? You're getting a lot of rants. We're trying to get a keto in business. How much is he paying you to do all this work?
Oh, you know, I can't talk about that, Ian.
Oh, well, that's good. See, now there you go. Brevity. We love brevity. Okay. Are you going to ask?